And welcoming John Henry with Coloradoans Against Auto Theft for KRDO's afternoon news. John, it's good to talk to you again. We have visited on other subjects. This one particularly important because this coming week is a special week.
Yes, it is, Ted. It's Puffer Week in Colorado. It's a week that Coloradans Against Auto Theft has set aside, and all law enforcement agencies around the state have set aside, in order to raise awareness about puffing, the dangers that it poses, the opportunities that it presents to car thieves. You know, it's an amazing thing, but according to research that we did last year, 31% of Coloradans admit to puffing their cars, which all we're doing when the car is sitting there idling and it's unattended and we're not close by, is it's an open door for thieves to take the vehicle. And we know car theft is a crime of opportunity. Give these guys a chance to steal cars, and they're going to do it. We know that 74% of car thieves are charged with additional crimes. And it's not joyriding. It's not chop shops like people think. Car theft these days is at the core of so much criminal activity. Robberies, burglaries, human trafficking, identity theft, all of these things can be driven by car theft. So Puffer Week is a very important time in Colorado so we can raise people's awareness to protect their cars and their property from being stolen by these bad guys.
And generally we get in the habit of doing that in the colder months. We want to hop in a nice toasty car for that commute to our jobs or doing our errands, and you can kind of spot a car that is puffing by the exhaust coming out of it, sitting in maybe somebody's driveway, front of their house, and completely unattended. And that, John, you said, is the opportunity that could start a chain of events that in some cases, not too distant past here in Denver and Colorado Springs, people in stolen cars have caused very serious accidents.
That's exactly right, Ted. It's a public safety issue. It's a traffic safety issue. It's all of these different pieces rolled in into one. And the key is don't give these people the opportunity to steal your car. Don't puff it. There are a number of, if your car does not have a dealer installed or a factory installed device that lets you idle it while the car is locked up, a remote start or something like that, there are a number of them available in the aftermarket that can be added. And we think that's if you really must have your car idling when you're not there, which we don't think is a really good idea because people can, they will break a window to get in if they really want to. But if you must do it, put on one of those aftermarket devices that lets you idle the car with it in a locked up position. And if anybody moves it, it will immobilize it unless you've got the right code or that kind of thing. We think that's very, very important. But the biggest piece of it is there's no need, really, to idle a car to warm it up these days. They warm up quicker if you give them about 60 seconds to get the oil up and into the engine and everything running, and then just drive off at a slow to moderate speed, and the car will heat up, frankly, very, very quickly. And we think that's a far better bet.
And it's interestingly how fast this can happen. The thieves will often be in pairs. One will drive a car. The other one is ready to bail out at the first indication of a car sitting and running unattended. It takes seconds, mere seconds, for one of those guys to jump in, drive off, and then your vehicle is stolen. It's gone.
That's exactly right. And they're cruising the neighborhoods, and they're looking in front of convenience stores or grocery stores, or fast food outlets, coffee shops, those kinds of things. And they're looking for that telltale, a puff of exhaust. That's why it's Puffer Week. and they're looking for that in order to know where there's a target they might be able to steal. They jump out of that car, test the handle. If the door opens, they are gone in maybe 10 seconds is all it takes to out of their car, into your car, and up the road they go. And we know that there have been certain circumstances where, my goodness, there have been children in the vehicle, and these guys take the car and then discover there's a child in the vehicle. And as a parent, I cannot imagine anything more terrifying. That would be the worst of circumstances. So we just urge people during Puffer Week here to lock your car, always park if you can in a safe and lighted place. Lock the car, even when it's in your garage and your garage door closed. Never, ever leave keys in the car. Never, never do that. Take your information and personal items out of the car. Make sure you leave in the car only that part of the Colorado registration that does not have your home address on it, because you really don't want for people to have your home address if they've broken into your car and they've got your home address and your automatic, your garage door opener, then the end result could be very, very negative. And if people will go to lockdownyourcar.org, that's where you'll find an immense amount of information with simply wonderful tips and ideas as to how to protect yourself, how to protect your property, and all of those people, all of those particular pieces that you need to know to keep yourself safe, to keep people around you safe, and to protect your property. Again, that's lockdownyourcar.org, and there's a great deal of information there.
Absolutely, including tips on auto theft prevention. So this coming week starts Colorado Puffer Week, awareness and enforcement. So there's going to be some extra enforcement during that week. That begins January 26th. It continues through the entire week. It is Colorado Puffer Week. You don't want to get caught up in any kind of bad news like a stolen car or get a citation. Head on over, as John mentioned, to lockdownyourcar.org. Get all the information you need right there. Lock Down Your Car can also be found on Facebook and Twitter. John Henry with Coloradoans Against Auto Theft. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes of your time with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Ted, thank you.